Small actions can help keep your family safe over the holidays. Hayes Fire Department Deputy Chief Shane Preston talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a lot to talk about today, but it's going to be all about holiday safety. You've got to be very careful because with Christmas, with decorations, comes some things you got to watch out for. I'm just going to kind of start this off, open it up. What's the number one hazard that you could tell people to watch out for when they're talking about decorations?
Yeah, so on our decorations, we just need to make sure we're inspecting all of our electrical cores for damage, the extension cords we may be using, even the cords that you're just on your lights. Make sure there's no bare wires or just really bad sections of them where may not look good to use. Just go ahead and replace them.
Yeah, I think that's pretty kind of a general rule with anything electrical. If it don't look right, don't plug it in, right?
That's exactly right.
And these with Christmas decorations, I mean, they set a lot of times in sheds or they're out in the garage and they're just kind of getting dried out over the years. And maybe you've had it for 10, 15 years, but these things do kind of wear out.
Yeah, they do. And they everything has a end of life on them. And we just, make sure whatever you're using for decorations, lighting for your cords and stuff, just make sure it's rated, one, for the electrical load that you're using, and two, make sure it's rated for either indoor or outdoor. So if you don't want to use indoor cords on the outside because they'll just wear a lot faster. They're just not made to hold up against the weather.
Sure. Now, I know, like, with most, I like the old school little, I don't know what size they are, but the little, like, kind of, they look like a cone. The little tiny lights, the white ones. But, so they've all got that plug where you can, or typically have that plug where you can plug more in. You know, how many is a good kind of general rule there that you want to plug together? Because I know at some point it becomes unsafe, but I don't know how many it is.
Well, really, I'm just going to have to defer. You read the manufacturer's recommendations. Some of those are made to run long distances. You can plug five strands in together, and it's okay. Others are not designed to do that. They may only be for two strands. So you really need to look at the recommendations when you're buying them in the store. Look at that, see how far you need to go and all of that.
Okay, well, that's good advice. The other thing I think that is a general concern with when you talk about decorations and lights is, you can get them on combustible materials like curtains or, if you're hanging decorations, maybe you've got a paper decoration. Now, those things don't get super hot, but they can get hot and start a fire. So you got to be careful with that too, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So everything, some of those things, have a fire resistance to them of some type, but we do want to make sure that whatever we're using them on, they do, we're using them in a safe manner. Just like if you have an artificial tree or some artificial garland that you use to decorate with and you put lights around them, make sure that those lights are safe to use. I did have that happen to myself one year that we had some garland across our mantle of our fireplace and had it, we weren't using the fireplace, but we had it decorated for Christmas and we were sitting there in the living room watching TV and smelled something hot and all of a sudden the lights got a little bright on that decoration, so we unplugged it, and every single one of them was burning. So if we hadn't been home and we would have left that plugged in, we would definitely would have had a fire there in our living room.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. It's a little different when you have to experience it. So.
Yeah, and I would think, too, as a deputy fire department chief, probably if you burned your own house down, you would get endless grief.
Yeah. That is for sure. So I make sure all of our stuff is in top working order so that way we don't have to. So
Yeah. So let's talk about like ornaments and decorations a little bit more detail here. What about, the battery, they make a ton of these now, whether it's a small chain of lights that run on a battery pack and they're little LEDs, or you've got blinking things on an actual decoration. Is there any danger with those, or are those a better alternative to the plug-in version of any kind of decoration?
Anything electrical is going to have some aspect of danger, whether it's battery operated or just plugged directly into the wall. They battery operated ones do seem to be a little bit safer because you're using a lower voltage, and so you're not having the higher voltage and amperage rolling through the cord when you would have it plugged in the wall. So, but do be careful with the battery operated stuff. If it's using a lithium battery, obviously make sure that's being taken care of. If it's just, even standard batteries, your AA's, AAA's, just make sure the connections are clean and you didn't have one battery that got corroded in there and over the winter or over the summer when it was in storage. But yeah, just make sure everything's working like it should.
Okay. There's one last thing I want to talk about when it comes to the fire safety and decorations, and that's Christmas trees. I don't know a whole lot about real trees. I'm a plastic tree guy. I think it's easier. I think it's less mess. Just give me the plastic tree every time. My wife feels like the real trees are more important, but my concern I always share with her is we can burn the house down with this thing. What's some ways that you can actually prevent a tree from drying out and causing or having a fire concern there?
So, yes, obviously when you go and picking out a tree, make sure it's a tree that's still got some moisture in it. And when you bring it home, obviously cut a section off of the trunk and get it in water right away. First thing you need to do is get it up, put it in. When you bring it home, just get it in the house and get it in water. And the trees, usually when you first put them in, they will drink quite a bit of water in the beginning, so make sure you're checking them morning and evening, obviously. And as a homeowner that had for many years, a real tree that we use for decoration, I can tell you we kept it away from anything, space heaters or anything that was going to create an ignition source. But decorating with it, just make sure when you put the lights on and stuff, the lights, when they're on, going to generate some heat that will dry the tree out faster. So just make sure you got it plenty of water in there for it to keep soaking that up. And then don't ever, whether it's a live tree or an artificial tree, don't leave the lights on overnight. When you go to bed, just make sure you unplug them or turn them off, and that way nothing happens when you're not there watching it.
Yeah, like in your case, had you not been there, like it doesn't take long, especially with the real trees. I've seen like training videos from fire departments where those things just kind of go up; they basically explode in your house.
Yes, and yeah. Just like we see on TV, with the forest fires and stuff like that. I mean, I know that's a larger aspect, but how quickly those trees burn, that would be the same effect inside your home. And once that tree burns in your home, it's going to take pretty much the entire room that tree is in. It will be fully damaged. So,
yeah, and that's the last thing I think anybody wants to deal with in the holidays. And I'm sure you and your guys don't want to get out and have to fight those fires.
No, we sure don't, and we want everybody to be safe. Also, we want everybody to make sure, if you're using ladders to hang your decorations, get some help out there. Don't try to do it yourself. Make sure you get that ladder planted safely so it doesn't slip out from underneath of you. We do want to remind people to check the batteries and their smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. It's that time of the year where the heaters are kicking on, and so we want to make sure everybody's safe on the carbon monoxide side. And of course, as we just experienced last night with the rain and the wind and the little bit of freezing rain. Winter time's right here. It's no longer around the corner. And so just be out, be safe out there when you're shoveling snow. Watch out for the ice. Make sure you got plenty of ice melt, and be mindful on the road conditions, especially when you're taking your kids to school. Look out for just plan ahead earlier, and if the roads are slick or snowy, and just remember kids are still going to be walking to school or from school during those days too. So,
absolutely. Well, Shane, I tell you, we're quickly running out of time, but anything else we want to hit on real quick before you go?
I do want to remind people to, when they're using wood-burning stoves or fireplaces, the pellet stoves, check those really, really close. Make sure the venting's good on them, especially on pellet stoves. We're starting to see a little more failures on those. Make sure that they're being cleaned and taken care of. And if you need to, have somebody come in and check it out for you. So just make sure we're being safe on those ends.